Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Desmond was traded from Memphis to Orlando for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, their backup point guard, and four future first-round picks, all of which are unprotected. And it's funny, like, and this is this. I hate starting things out that where you, it's like inside baseball,
okay?
Where like you feel like you're going beneath the surface on this. I'm not joking. My first thought was absolutely, this is not good for the Cavs. My very next thought was, we're trading four unprotected first-round picks for Desmond Bane a year after the Knicks did this for Mikal Bridges.
So if it makes you feel any better about that side of things, I saw Windy today suggesting that two of those first-round picks was the idea that KCP and the cost that KCP was at like $25 million a year, two of those were really intended to for that contract, and then the rest was for Bane.
I just think we need a new Stepien rule.
Okay.
I mean, even with like some of these discussions, like, I mean, I don't know how much of this is true because we're in the silly season and people ramp this up, and there's a lot of great rumor mongers in the NBA, and I don't say that in a negative way. I wish we had more in baseball. I wish we had more creative people thinking of ways to Frankenstein more teams because it's fun. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But like I saw Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype was like, you know, the Rockets could pair Jalen Green and Tari Eason and four future firsts to get Kevin Durant. I'm like, what is this? What is this world? Like, Kevin Durant's last two teams across the last 5 years have been unmitigated failures. He has not won a damn thing or gotten close to winning a damn thing since Golden State. And he's what, 36 now, 37?
I think it's his age 37 season. He still averaged like 27 a game last year.
No, he's still, by the way,
like, he's still hooping.
He's still a really good, but this does, like, Jalen Green, and again, not a perfect, you know, Anthony Edwards has gone one way. Jalen has not kept up with Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that Jalen still has, but what are we doing? We're trading a top 20, under 24 player. And four future firsts for a guy who might be retired in a year or two.
Well, I think the NBA, and really, I don't think they're wrong on this, by the way. I think they're looking at a lot of these first-round picks, and really a lot of any picks they have, as how baseball, I've always thought baseball should look at them. Like, you have these picks, you should trade them at any term. But, like, outside of the lottery, how many of these guys actually come into being relevant and matter years down the line? Well, you get the occasional one here and there. But, look at last year's draft in particular. I mean, there's not enough talent in these drafts.
But, okay, but so this is like on a year by year basis. Like last year, that draft just stunk. But this is a good like draft year. Next year is supposed to be an even better draft year. Like
you get the occasional spot where you're like, wow, Jokic really got drafted in a Taco Bell commercial. But for more times than not, NBA, they just don't look at the first round. Having a late first round pick anywhere in the 20s is something that's extremely valuable.
But I just look at we'll see what they do with Ja Morant or Jaren Jackson, or we'll see if this is like a we're going to pass the time move because we're paying too many people too much money. We'll see.
Oh, I would think this is them admitting that Ja's a two and they got to do something about that.
But I just continue to come back to the idea of like OKC stockpiling picks. That's not good for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And four picks being traded for non-superstar players. How is this? It's so weird. Like what the NBA focuses on, because you've basically paralyzed more than half the NBA on spending anything above the first apron. All right. Now you're going to paralyze them in another way, which is we're going to trade four first round draft picks at a clip. Like, How can, like, 2 years from now, there's going to be three teams that have all the first round picks and second round picks in the NBA. There's going to be three picks that might actually dabble into the second apron or beyond.
Well, think about it. The Thunder,
this is completely inequitable.
But the Thunder have a team in the NBA Finals right now, and it's not as if they spent their bevy of picks as the reason why they got there. You know, it's an interesting way of looking at it, but I really do think the NBA they're just not prioritizing these draft picks in any sort of way. If you're outside the lottery, they just aren't hanging on to them as if they're anything of value.
Well, but and that, yes, to like a bigger degree, but it's like, how interesting is it? I got into this. I cannot remember who the reporter was because he's an older guy that's been around the NBA
forever.
You
argue with old men again?
Always. Almost exclusively. If I notice you're older than me, I'm like, I got to argue with this guy. We got to figure out who each other is. I got to test the strength here. Old man strength. Look it up. It's
a real thing. Is it better than country strength?
Nothing's better than country strong.
I think country strong is about as good as it gets.
I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow had a hell of a song in her hands there.
Jim Tomey, am I right?
But no, I just continue to come back to like, I wasn't arguing with an old man, but like he made this point of like the somebody was looking for a tsunami type offer for this. I was like, what the hell does that even mean? Like we've just run out of labels to describe effectively. None of these deals are that smart.
Is tsunami type something that is there, like something that blows you away? Is that the idea?
It's better than whatever the old benchmark is that now I can't remember because now we got tsunami. And by the way.
Well, Godfather offer is usually what happens, right? But if we're sticking in weather terms, like no one's ever like a tornado of an offer.
Exactly. We've gone right to tsunami. It's like there's not a lot more extreme type weather phenomenon.
That stuff's a blizzard of an offer.
Hey, we have a extinction level event asteroid. All right? I've watched Deep Impact. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hurricane offer.
Hey, we've got the sun expanding to a red giant and engulfing the closer planets type offer. Like, what are we doing? Listen, at no point, and I think Desmond Bane is a perfect fit in Orlando.
It's a great fit.
And
it was the right type of move that they should make, by the way. And by the way, I would take that move over someone like Durant. If you're giving me someone that's a 26-year-old that has an outside shot and plays great defense, what's wrong with acquiring a guy like that?
Yeah, and honestly, he would have been one of the guys I would have traded Darius for straight up or close to straight up for.
I mean, Orlando can't shoot, Nick.
But I continue to come back to it. It's like something needs to be done here. Because the cap is already way too problematic to try and negotiate. So that's going to stifle player movement. And then all of a sudden, a third of the teams are going to own all the draft picks. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. The NBA has to be really honest with itself about what drives interest in the product. And it's not the damn regular season games. It is player movement. Player movement is People what drives the interest. It's the one thing that, I mean, the NBA has no business being a 8 month out of league year. Like it has no business being that, but because of player movement and explosive tsunami type trades for basketball players, it does. And now the league's going to be gridlocked in 2 to 3 years at this rate. And then now they're going to say, well, we can just ease the restrictions on the CBA. Yeah. And then a third of the league is still going to own 100% of the picks. Which is another thing that fans are into. So I watched the trade go down, and I was instantly like, I mean, we created the Stepien rule to stop stupid owners from doing stupid things. We need like an addendum. Like, okay, now you can only trade the max first rounders you can trade is 2 first rounders now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that to me, and by the way, back-to-back years, you should not be able to trade a 2031 first-rounder. That's just stupid.
Which is the first one the Cavs have that they can trade now.
Like, if the Cleveland Browns tomorrow traded their 2031 first-rounder, we'd all stay up nights for the next 6 years waiting to figure out how that thing became the number one pick. None of this makes sense, and it just keeps going along. And people bitch about, the logo's down on the cart for the finals. It's like, are you watching what's happening with NBA player movement?
No, but the problem,
this is awful for the NBA.
The problem is that you bring up, like, the NFL, for instance. Any team in the first round feels like they can draft a player that can actually start for them.
Draft anywhere and find good players.
You should have starter-level ability drafting in the first round of the NFL. Like, when the Browns traded for Deshaun Watson and that whole deal, it was like, there's six total picks, but there's three first-rounders. Those three first-rounders all have an opportunity to actually impact the game, where the NBA just doesn't work that way.
Well, no, but what kills me about it is, like, Wells, the kid in Memphis this last year, that was, I think, a late first-round pick. And I'm not trying to go all the way back to 20 years ago, because you're making a recency point here, but, like, Gilbert Arenas, first or second pick of the second round. Bogdanovich, I think second pick of the...
You can find examples everywhere.
Well, but I think my point is, like...
But it's
like...
It's definitely not the norm. And, like, anything outside of the lottery just isn't treated like it's a bunch of gold, essentially.
No. And listen, I don't think it... I think they all have bust rates because it's the draft and it's an exact science. But I just continue to come back to, if you can't trade players because the price is too high or nobody can afford them, and only like three teams, one of which is already a ready-made NBA championship caliber team potentially this year in OKC, controls most of the draft assets going forward in the next 7 years. Like, somebody needs to explain to me how, just big picture wise, this is any good for the NBA. Because honestly, when I saw that, my first thought was, this is stupid. This at some point, it's like monopoly money. Like, we're just making you know what up as we go here. But I do want to get back to my first thought. Not good for the Cavs.
No, Orlando got much better.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. And this is
why they're thinking about it this way, though. They're like, we can give up the first round picks. It is what it is, because we'll be drafting 25th and later on every single year now that those exist.
This ultimately is the thing that I think Orlando has recognized before Kobe Altman has recognized it, which is they paid those four first-round picks and two role players for a player that might not be Kevin Durant or LeBron in his prime, or he might not be Anthony Edwards. But what he does is he fits perfectly with what they want to do.
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
Well, they got the guys that they already want to pay big money to. They paid Wagner. They're going to pay Paolo. That's coming down. That's any day now. Like, they got the money tied up to the place that they need to have it tied up to, and Bane just fits that offense and fits what that defense needs perfectly.
And I think, like, this is going to be the struggle of, I think you can get approximate value for Darius, but you're not going to get fit for Darius. Trying to thread this needle on this offseason of, I'm going to get approximate value for Darius or Jarrett, for that matter, or if something happened with Donovan. I'm just saying, any of those three players, while also making sure the pieces fit together. Oh, and we all got to stay under this salary cap. It's a bit of a fool's errand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, I think, like, okay, do you want to say we have more upper echelon players, more elite level caliber players, or do we have a team that fits together? Like, guys,
I mean, that's been the talking pole of this entire stretch that we've had, the setup that they currently have.
And here's the thing. I don't think Desmond Bane makes this Orlando team better. If everybody's at 100% strength, I don't think they're better than Boston. I don't think they're better than New York, but they're in the conversation.
Well, and they got some of the same things that we got built in too. Like, ours is Evan Mobley's growth and development. Theirs is Ben Caro's growth and development.
And the difference is, with this, Yeah, you do. You slide down the leaderboard one extra spot, and it's not about the regular season. Even though I think they're going to be a better team in the regular season with Desmond, it's not just about that. It's they're also a team that might be leapfrogging you in the postseason, and I think that's what scares me most.
Yeah, Orlando got much better, and but that's why no one's killing him for the trade necessarily, because it was like the type of move on the surface of it, you're like, you paid what? And it's got a little bit of a sticker shock, but then when you think about it, it's like, yeah, it makes sense for everybody. It makes sense for Orlando at least, and that's why they did it. Like it's a good move.
216-474-009. Oh no, it's an objectively stupid move, if put through just common sense. But in the wacky, stupid, inflated world of the NBA, it's a great move.
Well, I mean, just looking at it, right? Again, like, I mean, the picks part of it doesn't matter to them in the slightest bit. They got off of KCP's money, so now they can spend money in a couple other areas, and they have their version, and Suggs is not part of that, but they have their version of their big three, like, that they're going to try to win with and win big with. Like, it's an exciting time to be an Orlando fan and recognize that your front office just didn't sit back and say, okay.
With the Desmond Bane move for the Orlando Magic, are the Cavs in danger of being lost in the East? I don't think it's hyperbole to ask that question, by the way. And as we have the next part of this conversation, there's faith. There is getting better. And then there's actively doing something about getting better. Which one are the Cavs going to be? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.